I was over for the London premiere re of Citadel and watched Priyanka Chopra for the first time, says Italian lead actor, Matilda De Angelis, from Citadel Diner, which is the Italian extension of the Prime Video Multiverse spy thriller series, and by then, Matilda says, she had already shot for her own show, so, I couldn't take anything from Priyanka's performance in Citadel, into mine. But I just thought to myself and M-, please, let me be, at least, as good as her. And in the series, Matilda plays spy Diana. That's pronounced an LS quo, Diana, the Italian way. As against an LS quo, Diana for the late princess, from London and M-, where Midday exclusively met Matilda, along with her showrunner, executive producer, Gina Gardini, and showrunner Gina Gardini with actor Matilda De Angelis. Pick, Getty Images. Citadel Diana dropped, October 10th. The show also has an Indian arm, titled Citadel Honey Bunny, that drops in November. This, while the second season of the main Citadel is currently being shot in London, with the OG lead, Priyanka, and is a simultaneous crossover, this is a first of sorts in M-, with Russo Bros, Anthony and Joe, best known for Avengers, along with sister, Angela, creatively helming this leap of faith, for a global, OTT project. And the final frame of Citadel, 2023, lets out that there will be Diana. One wonders, if the Indian version was planned alongside, and scanned the QR code for video. Gina says, we started at the same time, 5.5 years ago. The fantastic part of the experience was the Indian and Italian showrunners, writers, would get together every 2 weeks, to spend 2 hours on Zoom, to check where we were at, in the writing process, which is different from a common writer's room that involves 27 people, over 10 months, breaking down episodes. Our mission from the Russos and to Raj and Amp, DK, creators from India, was the shows have to stand on their own. The idea isn't, to develop, interconnected stories, like Marvel. There are, however, several winks in both shows and M-, subtle Easter eggs for superfans, where Diana's world is in Honey Bunny, and Citadel itself, that Italy and India got picked first for expanding the Citadel spyverse, appears natural to Gina. Histories of cinema in both countries go back 100 years, with strong cultural identities, our family values are similar. Also, despite genres, we try and tell deeply emotional stories. This isn't just true for Diana and Honey Bunny, but the overarching Citadel as well. While Matilda would like to be favorably compared to Priyanka in her Italian Citadel, what she has in common with the dually hyphenated, Bollywood-Hollywood, star SSH is also a singer, and to drill in the fact of how big Matilda is, back home, the Italian press in London and M-, rightly mesmerized by her performance in the show's first episode premiere Grave, Re and M-, told Midday, what beats everything else is, SH has hosted Sanremo. Matilda laughs, can you imagine? I did 20 movies, but the time I conducted that one show, everybody got to know me, what am I doing, with myself, and in what's Sanremo? It's our Super Bowl, only, that instead of sport, American football, it involves Italy's top musicians competing annually, as if on Indian Idol, that the whole nation is collectively hooked to. Matilda doesn't sing in Citadel. For her favorite musical movie moment, she points us to the sequence of singing and acting in the film, robbing Mussolini and M-, really proud of that scene, and as Diana, of course, she kicks ass, with stunts and sophisticated weaponry and M-, all along terminally embedded within the rival spy network, Matico, while she belongs to Citadel, and the former being a conglomerate of spies put together by the world's richest, to take on Citadel. Which, in turn, comprises XPs, from well-known agencies, CIA, MI6, ETC, and having learnt of the nefarious ways of the deep state, Citadel's super spies have taken it upon themselves to save the world, from both nation-states, and Matico, sponsored by global billionaires, and it's a far-out idea, all right. But what's a movie, series of this genre, if not a consummate conspiracy theory, first? We ask showrunner Gina, if she herself believes in the possibility of a deep state, within a deep state, she says, honestly, just like there's dark web, anything is possible. That tradition, where powerful families would want to maintain control for personal gains, goes back centuries. It wouldn't surprise me if they created a network to sort of guarantee that, in this moment in time, though, I find it less possible that a bunch of people would similarly get together for the greater good, like Citadel. So, I wish Citadel existed. I wouldn't be surprised if some kinder matter core does, and point taken, and